Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's an exciting and maybe scary time of year for high school seniors. They're waiting for acceptance letters from colleges. Juniors are focusing on college prep and taking the SAT. But what about sophomores? They're often left out of the college conversation, and Lisa Maselli says they shouldn't be. She's director of college counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, my high school. Lisa, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy. I'm excited to talk to you about this topic.
Well, and this topic is sophomores. Isn't that a little early to start thinking about college?
You know, this is why this year is so fun to start the conversation, because it's non-threatening. There aren't a list of to-dos, and it really can engage the students and the parents in a fun way of setting a healthy foundation.
Well, you say there isn't a list of to-dos, but give us some to-dos. What should the sophomores be doing right now?
Right. Okay, you're right. I guess I should call them tips, because we definitely have many sophomores who dipped their toe into practice exams. So for the sophomores out there who did take a practice ACT or a practice to the PSAT, which they'll be sitting for again as a junior, correct those mistakes, sophomores. Talk to your teachers. If you don't know why you got that math question wrong, if you don't correct it, you'll do that same mistake again. I also think that they oftentimes don't use the free online resources, Jeremy, to do test prep. Now that things like Khan Academy are partnering with the College Board, they really are trying to kind of even the playing field so that test prep is not just for those who have the privilege of paying for it. I'll tell you a tip that the sophomores aren't going to like, and that is they have to start just journaling their thoughts about who they are as a person. We always tell students, don't grab a college list guide and start naming colleges off. You have to know who you are before you build that list. So it's really important for them to pretty much just start that journaling and to also learn how to take the lead so that they develop these self-advocacy skills. And what I mean by that is, let's say, Jeremy, they want to apply for a summer camp. And the parent calls and says, hi, will you write a letter of recommendation for my son who wants to study chemistry out east? What do you think the response from that teacher is going to be? So we do try to tell students it's time for you to step up and learn how to take initiative with your teachers and your education.
What about over the summer? Should they be doing more things over the summer, since now it seems like the idea of college prep is kind of a year-round thing?
Yeah. I mean, nowadays they are looking to see how students choose to spend those summers. I like to use the phrase reclaim your joy, because I think what happens in the busy, busy school year is lots of kids will actually say, boy, I haven't read a book for enjoyment for 9 months because I'm so busy with schoolwork. Or I used to do photography and I haven't had a chance to really do that before. So what we try to help students and parents understand is you can actually frame out a nice summer that actually thinks about your intellectual needs, your social needs, also your need for downtime and fun. It's so important to be balanced, but there's a lot that students can kind of dip their toe in, and also not overlook the fact that sometimes just doing typical teenage stuff, like finding that summer job or helping your neighbor cut the lawn, is also something that shows kind of character and who you are. And those activities, too, can be listed on a college app.
And we're talking here about sophomores who are college-bound or who would like to be college-bound after high school. There are probably a lot of people out there who are high school sophomores who aren't planning on going to college or may not be able to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say, too, for those sophomores who maybe are trying to even think about what their future is going to be, keep in mind the high school experience is a 4-year journey. And I think what happens sometimes for sophomores is they get kind of left in the shuffle. So we really want sophomores to realize it's time to celebrate you. It's time to actually start thinking about what are things you maybe want to explore more deeply and start thinking more about your natural curiosities. And I think for any student, whether they think college is in their future or not, hopefully someone is sitting down and having those conversations to really show them that they care about them and that they want to help them think about what life after high school will look like.
Well, what should parents be doing for their sophomores in this crucial time?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you some tips that we give parents that often shock them. We tell them, one, stop doing your kids' laundry. And they look at us like, what does that have to do with early college planning? And we basically say, okay, we're going to channel Julie Lithcott-Hames, who wrote this awesome book called How to Raise an Adult, Put Independence in Your Kids' Way. Because by the time we work with them on college apps and how to get ready for an interview, they'll know how to manage steps in this process without your hand-holding. So parents often are like, wow, we never thought of that. The second tip,
and they probably love that idea too.
Because... Yes, as a matter of fact, Jeremy, the funniest part is we talk with sophomores later to tell them what we're telling their parents, and we walk in the classroom and say, "We just told your parents to stop doing your laundry." And they look shocked. But it is kind of in jest, but it's fun to talk to them about independence. And then the second tip we tell parents is throw more dinner parties. And again, they look shocked because we tell them all the time to avoid the cocktail circuit and watch out because a lot of gossip and misinformation gets passed around sometimes. But what we're saying is put more adults at the table that your children don't know so that they learn how to engage in the art of small talk. Because a lot of this process, Jeremy, especially if they interview, is not prepping for an interview and sound like you've been, you know, marketing questions to actually say to an interviewer. It's the art of small talk. How do you have a conversation with someone you don't know that you can walk into a room and feel confident? So that's a skill set we would love sophomores to start.
And we will put some tips for sophomores and their families at our website, hereandnow.org. Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.